here in half an hour, 45 minutes. I'm flying to Tom and
St. Hi, my name is Natalie. Looking for Thomas.
Yep, this is Steve.
Hi, Thomas.
Go to the blind shade. I'll go to the blind shade.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you asked me to call you back in 30 minutes for the client interview that I have booked for you right now. Is now a better time for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. The call will take about 30 to 40 minutes and may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
All right.
Okay, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile Verification steps and outline our next actions together, okay?
Okay, so I got to say this right up front. I have a business profile already. I have a Google Business Profile. I have a workspace, but I'm having issues with it right now because Squarespace bought Workspace out, so I'm having issues getting a hold of anybody to get the Workspace back up and running. So my emails are down right now. But I have a business profile and everything else is working, and I go through Wix.
Okay, we'll go through your Google profile later. I did see the math notes letting me know that you already have a Google profile, okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so we are going to verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know, and I will make those corrections.
All right.
I have your business name as TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC.
Correct.
The address that I have on here is 1501 Alexandria Pike, STE 107 in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, 41075.
Yes, but we received mail at a different address.
Okay, is there a suite number or unit number associated with this?
107, but we received mail at a P.O. box.
Okay. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, all of the above. Yeah, we've been doing this for about 4 years. We already have, like, a Google presence and everything.
I understand that, Thomas. What is your license number?
It's 88287-8138.
Is this address a home address or an office location?
What is it?
The home address that the address that I just confirmed, is it a home address or an office location?
The address you just had was an office is an office location.
Okay, later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 859-529-4461?
Yes.
I have your email address as thomashow@gmail.com.
Yes, thomasdelhuff@gmail.com, until I get the Workspace back up.
Okay, so is this email down right now?
Yes, it's down right now. No, the thomasdelhuff is up right now. I normally have contact at TNT Roofing and Restoration as well as thomas@tntroofingandrestorationllc.net, but those are currently down right now.
Okay, so the one that the one that I just confirmed is working, right?
Yes.
Okay, according to Matt notes, we are going to create you a website, right?
I have a website, but he mentioned that he's going to create another one. The thing is what I worry about is changing everything because I'm really getting a lot of organic growth because of the wording in my website, and I have a lot of city pages that I'm trying to rank. So I don't know if, I mean, I know he's very under, you know, he's very understanding and such, but I don't know if he understood what I was, what my goal was, is to try to rank each city and get me closest to the map pack, if not in the map pack, because of popularity. So,
if we create you a new website, you're not turning down the one you have, right?
I'm not going to turn it off completely, but I'm going to repoint it to your new website. As long as it's keyword rich, you know, I have a lot of keywords in built into the wording in the, on the site that helps Google crawl. And so I want to make sure that a lot of the key wording is in the website as well.
Okay, so are we creating new one, or will you still work with the one that you have?
No. What I want to do is I want to try to the problem is I have Wix, and that's through Squarespace, and the best one is WordPress. But the problem is that the graphics are very janky on my current website. But if I change that website, I don't want to drop down in my organic rankings because I'm not keyword rich, right? Because that's what I had happen before. I dropped way off, and now I've just been building back up organically back to the map pack. Once upon a time, I was in the map pack in Fort Thomas, but I'm not really interested in Fort Thomas, which is the city that we are currently in. I'm not really interested in that city. My main goals are to be outreach in the bigger cities, Florence, Edgewood, Independence, Cincinnati area. Just Fort Thomas is a very small community with smaller homes. Some of them are big, but that's not a lot of them. So I'm not really interested in the older, steeper roofs, you know?
Okay. So are we creating you a new website?
As long as it's keyword rich, like the one I have currently. I just don't want a plain, because I can build one off of Jobber, but it started making me fall behind, you know, organically. Because it just wasn't keyword rich. Right.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay. So what you gonna do?
Well, that was kind of weird, dude.
What's that?
Thank you for holding, Thomas. So I am going to give you some domain name options for the new website, okay?
Okay. I can buy one. I can buy a website. I can buy another domain through Wix so we can repoint it to that one.
You can buy a domain?
Yeah, I can buy a domain name. Another one. What Matt mentioned to me is taking off the LLC and the name. And so TNTRoofingRestoration.com.
Okay, so do you want me to give you options for the domain name, or you are going to give to buy one?
Yeah, I'm going to buy one.
Okay. In order for us to create the website, you will need to let us know about the domain as soon as possible and send us the access so we can create the new website, okay?
Okay. Now, I have a domain currently, but that's through Wix, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with the platform.
Okay, but that's where you have the current website, right?
Yes, that's where the current one's at.
Is okay. If but you already have a website there, so are you? If you already have that one, like we cannot create it.
They could always go in there and fix it, right? Because I have
something good. No, sorry, Thomas. No, we cannot fix a website that somebody else creates. That's not something that we can do.
So you can't go in and fix my website if I give you the credentials?
You own the domain?
Yes.
Give me a second. Let me double check with my web designer. You said you have it through Wix?
Yeah, through Wix.
Yeah, sorry, Thomas. The web designer is telling me that unfortunately we cannot work with pages that we didn't design or create. So that's not an option.
Okay. So what I'm going to have to do, because I have all this through Wix, so I'm going to have to repoint whatever site you guys create.
Okay, but are you buying another domain or would you like us to?
I'm going to buy another domain name.
Okay, very good. For the website that we create for you, do you have a preference on the colors that you would like us to use?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Do you have a preference on the colors that you want us to use on the website?
If you could, I got my company really is lime green, pink, and black, and army green. So if you go on my current website, you can kind of see a picture of the truck, of the graphics.
Okay.
Idea.
Sure. What are your top three services to feature on the homepage?
Roofing, siding, and storm insurance work.
Is it roofing, siding?
And storm insurance work. We do gutters also.
Okay. Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
Yeah.
Okay. What promotion do you want to offer?
I want to do $250 for anybody that refers us. And I also want to do $500 off on new roofs. 20 square.
$500 off. For what?
For any new roof installed.
For new roof installing for anyone?
For a new roof installation. So a $500 off coupon for anybody that wants a new roof.
Okay. Got it. Do you have reviews outside of Google, Yelp, and the Facebook?
Maybe a couple of them. You'd have to look, though.
Where? On Angie's or where?
I think there's a couple on Angie's. I don't want any of the bad ones on there. Obviously,
okay.
I have
maybe of
that course. I'm doing right now, actually, mm-hmm. because of this.
Okay. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your site?
We have a Facebook and a website. So if you can go on there, you can see the way we want it to be, sort of, right?
Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
Yeah, we have a couple of those on there as well.
Okay. Would you like to enable online payments on your website?
No, not unless we do a, because we use Jobber. So we don't,
okay.
Unless we give them an estimate from the website, then I don't want to be able to take payments.
Would you like customers to be able to book directly with you on your website?
Yeah, we've got that as well.
Okay. Are there any special features that you would like to add to your website?
Just a sticky button with the phone number.
Okay. Are there any websites that you like from competitors or others?
What is it, Ameritech or?
What was that again?
Let me look at the name. I'm not sure of the name. We see at the competition. American Home Tech's got a decent one.
Okay. What do you like about that website?
It's very trustworthy looking. That's what I like about it. I like the way it's set up. And they do really well, so.
Okay. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website?
As far as what? Like,
BBB, Chamber of Commerce, Manufacturer, France.
Yeah, we're BBB. And we are a member of the, hold on, the roofing. Roofing Contractors Association.
Okay. We usually add your license number on the footer of the website. Will that be okay?
I'm sorry, say it again, the website?
We will add your license number at the footer of your website. Will that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is there anything in specific that you want to see on your website that we have not covered yet?
Anything. Say it again one more time, man. I'm sorry.
Is there anything in specific that you want to see on your website that we have not covered yet?
I think we covered just about everything, right? Before and after pictures, the BBB accreditations, the reviews. I think we pretty much touched base on everything, didn't we?
Okay, very good. Well, if you like a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced features, I can book you a My Site interview with our design specialist. Would you like to talk to her?
No, I don't think that would be necessary. But what I would say is, like, it's always good to have a form, a written form, so they can fill out, you know, their information on the as far as the form. That links, right? Back links, all that stuff.
You mean for your potential customers to have a form in your website?
Yes, or are you guys going to be getting all the customers and giving them, shipping them to us?
We will, later in the call, I am going to give you our call tracking number, and we will be marketing you with that number. The potential customers will dial that number, and the call will be redirected directly to your number, Thomas.
Okay, great.
Okay, very good. Well, I am going to actually, I am going to activate your call tracking number now, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. I am going to provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool will track every lead and filters out a spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. Okay?
Gotcha.
I am going to give you the number, Thomas. Please add it to your contacts. You can add it as Local Splash Leads or Local Splash.
Can you just do me a favor and text it to me? That way it's a lot easier.
Sure. I'll just text it to you. The number is 859-267-1979. I need you to please save it on your contacts. You can save it as Local Splash Leads or Local Splash Customers. Okay?
Okay. I haven't gotten it yet, I don't think.
You should be receiving it any minute now. I already sent it. Thomas, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? It sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
No, I don't think that's necessary. I think, like, we have a voicemail, right? So we'll have the voicemail and whatnot too?
This is not a voicemail. This is a voice greeting. So when your potential customer calls, it will pop up, "Hi, thank you for calling TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer."
Say that again, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I said this is not a voicemail. This is a voice greeting. The voice greeting pops up when you receive the call from a potential customer, and it sounds like this. "Hi, thank you for calling TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer."
Okay, so there's not going to be a voice greeting unless I pay for it?
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't want a blank one, and I don't want to have to pay money for that. I can put my own one on there.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can, we can add a voice greeting if just a regular one. Just, I can go ahead and add it. That's fine.
Well,
don't worry.
So I'm supposed to have an AI chatbot that's supposed to be answering the call.
That is totally different from the voice greeting. This is a voice greeting that pops up before the AI comes on.
I got you. Yeah, I kind of, you know, who's going to be doing it?
You mean the voice greeting?
Yeah.
AI.
So it will have basically what you just said on there.
What I just said, but it's not by me, is by a professional AI voice.
AI. Is it going to be a man or woman's voice or what?
Your preference.
Okay. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Probably a female voice would be nicer.
Female voice. Oh. Okay, so then would you like me to add it?
I don't want to be paying $20 per month.
Okay, I am not. Once again, Thomas, this is not a monthly fee. This is a one-time charge.
Oh, okay.
So you get charged one time, and you can keep this voice greeting for as long as you want, but you won't be charged like monthly. It's only a one-time fee.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Would you like me to add it?
Yeah, add it.
Okay, thank you. I am going to ask you some questions regarding the AI that you just, the AI assistant that you will have now that you just brought it up. So these are questions regarding the your AI assistant. So what is your primary goal for using it? Like reduce missed calls, increase lead capture, reduce spam, improve customer experience, provide after hours coverage, or save time for your staff?
I'd say all the above, right?
Okay, sure. Oh, okay. How many inbound calls did you receive per day?
It depends. Sometimes 10, sometimes 15, 5. I mean, it all varies.
Okay. Can we say from 5 to 10, from 10 to 25?
Yeah. You can start with that, yeah.
Okay. What portion of your calls are unanswered?
Probably 15%.
Okay. What level of what's your level of comfort with AI, Thomas, from 1 to 5?
What is it? What's my level of comfort? I use AI all the time.
All the time. Nice. Okay, very good. Would you like the AI to handle all your calls, some calls, or your missed calls?
They can handle all the calls. I would rather not get spam all day.
Okay.
What about the calls are, which is why I don't answer them.
Would you like the AI to block the spam for you?
Yeah. As long as it's not costing me more money to do all that.
It won't cost you. What information should the AI collect from the new lease? Name, phone number, service requested, location, preferred time or availability, or all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above.
Okay. What tone should the AI use when speaking to your potential customer? Professional, friendly, casual, warm, direct, energetic, reassuring.
Professional and friendly.
Okay.
Excuse me, if they could do that at the same time.
I'm sure that that will be possible. Okay, friendly, give me a second. Do you want the ability to jump in and take over live calls and handle them while
yes.
The AI is talking to them?
If I need to, yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to ask to your to the AI aside what I have asked you?
No, I think that's good.
Very good. Okay, then now we are going to continue with the interview. We are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with the ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. So I understand that you do roofing, right? Thomas?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I am going to suggest you a keyword for your roofing industry, and you please let me know if there's anything from these that you would like me to either remove or add, okay?
Okay.
So we have here roofing contractor, roof repair, roof replacement, asphalt shingle roof installation, metal roof installation, flat roof contractor, commercial roofing services, residential roof installation, roof leak repair, storm damage roof repair, roof inspection services, new roof installation, roof maintenance services, tile roof installation, emergency roof repair, industrial roofing contractor, green roofing contractor, red roofing services, roof restoration, and roof replacement contractor.
Yes.
Is there anything you would like me to remove from this?
No.
Is there anything that you would like me to ask?
I think you covered about all of it. A roofer near me.
We usually don't ask near me or cities, because later in the call I will ask what cities you want to focus on. So that will be later in the call, okay? Thomas, I will send you an email with all these keywords that we just reviewed. And if you want to make any change, either add or remove, you just have to reply to the email, and we will make those changes for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, just a few quick questions regarding your business. Is there anything unique about your business, or what sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah, we're a family-owned company.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, we are specialists. Insurance claim specialists.
Okay. Wait, anything else that you would like me to ask aside that?
I think that's good.
Very good. Do you have a mission statement for your business?
Integrity is longevity.
That's more like a slogan or a tagline.
It is.
What about a mission statement?
Well, let me see real quick. Waste a lot of fucking time right now. Hello. TNT, the TNT integrity is first standard.
Shoes look pretty good. Look at them. Here they were. Look. Oh, look. Shoes look pretty good. Pretty fresh though.
So, sorry, Thomas, is that your mission statement?
Yeah. So, here, let me see. What would be it? What's a good mission statement? What do you think a good mission statement is?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you, what do you think a good mission statement is?
I can give you three examples. First one can be at TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. At TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC, we built on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. And then the third one will be at TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
I like the second one.
Okay, very good. Can you please give me your slogan, the one that you gave me earlier, one more time?
Integrity is longevity.
Thank you. Okay, how many years have you been with your business?
This business has been in business for 4 years, going on 5 years.
How many people work with your company?
We have about 4 crews, roughly, and we have three to four salespeople.
Okay. Do you do both residential and commercial?
Both. Mostly residential.
Mostly residential. Okay. Okay, I see here on your Google profile that you are open 24/7. Is that correct?
Yes, for any kind of emergency tarping or anything like that. Yeah, we can be available 24/7.
What types of payments do you accept from your customers?
We accept credit cards. We do financing, not in-house, through HERT. We also can take checks or cash. Checks, cash, or credit, just like anybody else.
Okay. Very good. Now that we have your business information, Thomas, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee. And then option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories. Just keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. Will option one will be okay for you?
It should be fine, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's cover your Google business profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So we are going to review the service areas, the specific cities that you would like to dominate. You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours right at your base leaf.
Okay. Let me, hold on 1 second for me and I'm going to give you
Thank
a call.
You.
So the main ones that I really want to concentrate on are Union, Florence, Independence, Fort Mitchell, Alexandria, Covington, Prospect. I'd love to be down in Lexington. That's a little further away from me, but.
Okay. Very good.
Villa Hills, Fort Thomas. I mean, I've got like Florence, Independence, Crestview Hills, Cold Spring. I mean, if you go on the website, you can see a list of all the cities that we, you know, Walton is another one.
Okay. Very good. Thomas, I just sent you an email for you to add us to your Google business profile. Would you like us to go through the steps right now, or would you prefer to do that after the interview?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me check it out.
Thank you.
So it's allow access. What's the username, do you know?
The username for your
for my login.
Your username is your phone number without any spaces.
All right, now the password.
Map lowercase altogether. Map mobile. MAPMOVILE. Map mobile. All together.
All capital?
Lowercase. All.
Just
all of them.
All lowercase?
Yes, please.
Map mobile?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And that's it? Map mobile?
Yes, that's it.
Huh. MAPMOBILE.
MAPMOBILE.
ILE, right?
Yes, ILE.
Yeah. it's not letting me sign in.
Let me send them to you through a text message, just to make sure that you're typing everything right.
Yeah, M-A-P-M-O-B-I-L-E. There's no letters or words?
No, see, everything lowercase. M-A-P-M-O-B-I-L-E. I just sent that through text message.
Yeah, that's what I'm putting in there, and it's not allowing me to.
What about the phone number? No spaces, no lines, nothing in between?
Oh, that could be it. Let me try that again. Okay, network. Connect to Google. Connect to Google. As far as I know, it worked out.
You mean you gave us access? I don't think so. Not yet, right?
I believe so.
Nope. Not yet.
So next to Google, allow access to your Google Business Profile so you can submit and optimize it. I'm saying connect, private access to all the things under your account. Oh, you know, it's probably under... Oh my God. I don't remember my password, and I can't. It won't allow me to get it.
That's fine. You can leave that for later after the interview, so you can recover your password, okay?
Sure.
Just don't forget to do it, please. Thomas, we sent you an email after you spoke with Matt that is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. I understand that your profile is already verified, but in the future, Google may request a second or a third verification. So in that email, we request pictures of the following as soon as possible. Tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business cards, business registration, and also an invoice. You can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in that email, okay?
Okay.
One growth feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview and update these postings anytime in your dashboard. This will help your Google profile, Thomas, and it has no additional fee. Would you like me to activate this feature for your business?
We're doing that now.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about Yelp now. We can help you optimize your Yelp page to get more potential customers. You just need to add us as admins. I just sent you an email that you can verify later after the interview and give us access to your Yelp page in case that you want us to optimize it for you. It's already included, okay?
All right.
I would like you to please check an email that I sent you that titled Grant All Access to Your Facebook Business Page, please.
I'm sorry, what was it to? Because I got the one for access to the dashboard, but...
There's another one that I sent you five minutes ago that's titled Grant Us Access to Your Facebook Business Page.
Again, that's through Wix.
Oh, okay. So you don't have access now, right?
It's through Wix, yeah.
You mean through the email that is not working, or another company is handling this for you, or what exactly do you mean?
What, the Facebook stuff, or what?
Yes, the Facebook business page. You have Facebook ads included in your campaign with us, so we need access to your Facebook as admins.
Okay, admin, yeah. Yeah, I can get to that, but I don't have that. I'm not going to be able to do that right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. You can do that then later after the interview. You have the instructions in the email.
But I don't think I got the email for it, though. That's for the Yelp page.
Before the one for the Yelp page, you should...
I got it, yeah.
Okay. Would you like to send those specific images or messaging for the Facebook ad campaign, or have our creative team handle these for you?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Would you like to send those specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or have our creative team handle these for you?
What kind of images? Like, you talking about logos and such, or what?
Images for the Facebook ads.
Yeah, if you guys are using AI or whatever, you can, yeah, as long as it looks good. If you go on and see what we've got, all that AI stuff, so it's, as long as it's comparable to that, yeah.
Okay. There are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads. We recommend using the form fill. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. Most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill.
Yeah,
will
the form.
You, the form fill will be okay?
I mean, the phone calls will be... received through the AI, right? So.
Yes, but for the Facebook ad, we recommend to use the form fill instead of calls. Would you prefer calls, form fill, or Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, form fills are fine.
Okay. With the form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and the information will be sent to you via email and text message in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, okay? Thomas, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins? Or shall we...
Monday mornings are always good.
Okay, do you have a time, like, in daily basis that is better for you?
Yeah, between 10 and 11 on Mondays.
Is it the same for every day, for the rest of the week?
Yes, every day, because I have appointments and stuff sometimes in the morning, so 10, 11 is usually a good time to reach me.
Okay, I understand that you already have a logo, right?
Of course, yes.
Okay, for the logo, for your project photos or documents that you need to share with us, even videos, I will send you an email to download the Local Splash app, and you can upload them from the app.
Okay.
We use only high quality, copyright safe images. If your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Do you approve of the use of the stock photos or AI generated images?
From what I understand, Google likes real images better. So as many real ones as we can use, you know, we'll try to use. But yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as it's good with Google.
Okay. Your client dashboard login, which you should have received already, can be used to track calls, leads, and search visibility and campaign progress from anywhere and on any device. Okay?
All right.
I need your authorization to charge the MasterCard that we have on file that ends with 6394 with the $19 for the voice screen, which is going to be only a one-time fee. Do I have your authorization?
Yes.
Thank you. We are going to talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases, ads live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. And then directories and Google Business Profile will optimize in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard or the Local Splash app for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. Also, Thomas, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages, from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, forward those to us immediately, but please never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash, okay?
Are you talking about lead services?
No.
Okay.
I said that you may get calls from scammers or competitors. If you are ever in doubt, just forward those to us, but never make additional payments unless it is directly with Local Splash.
Okay, gotcha.
Thomas, I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over your early results and next steps. That would be on Friday, April 24, which is a Friday. Around 10, is that okay for you?
It should be fine.
Okay. Now, I am going to test your call tracking number. So I am letting it go on this line, and I will call you right back to the call tracking number that I gave you earlier. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.